Blog Talk Radio.
Behold the cross on which was hung, life's very Lord, God's darling one. Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary Hill. Nails in his hand, a traitor kiss upon his cheek, and his pierced heart broken in two. Love crucified for me and for you. Eyes that won't see, ears that won't hear, lips that deny the friend once so dear. Slowly he turns and captures your heart, then passes on. Calvary to die. Behold the cross of Christ in our midst. All those who bear his wounds in their flesh, suffering for Christ of mercy and peace, signs of the kingdom on Calvary Street. Behold the cross on which was hung.
Party and the Spirit of America Party book. While I'm listening to that, I'm thinking of Sean Smith's mother. I remember when she first came on TV to protest the murder of her son by Obama, Bin Laden, and Hillary Blood Clot Clinton, and Leon Panetta, and a couple of generals like Dempsey who covered it up. That's what they did, and now the truth is going to come out. If Trey Gowdy gets to interview these people, the truth will come out, and the Democrats can lie till the cows come home to Harry Reid's house. Yeah, and it's not going to do any good. But sadly, the nation is asleep. There's an Irish song, if I find it, I'll play it for you. It's called "The West is Awake." And the song is about the west of Ireland that was asleep when the Brits came and killed the Irish. And finally, in the song, the West arises. And that's the name of the tune, The West is Awake. And when the West rises up, then Ireland can be saved. And it's the same in our country. When we all wake up, we're going to save our country. Right now, everywhere you turn, everything you hear, it's all bring America down. It's all bribes and corruption. It's all lies and distortion of the truth. And this country does not belong to the American people anymore. It belongs to communists and politicians. And that's who's auctioning it off. It is really sad when vets can't get treated in a hospital while doctors are working 2 hours a day. And when a doctor stands up like that good Indian fella and says this is not right, they get rid of him. And that's what you got running your government. We have too much government. We could do with 80% less. And tonight in New York, today in New York, I'm looking at demonstrations and against Burger King and Kentucky Fried Chicken. They already got a chicken fillet. There's a communist movement here, man. It's to divide the people. You don't think it's communist. You think when the wall came down, we won the war. When the wall came down, we went to sleep. The Russians woke up. The Chinese woke up. And look, look who's pushing people around today. Look who's rattling the war saber. Russia and China. And we can't even get a ride to outer space anymore. Can you believe that? Can you believe that the Russians won't let us go to outer space? Can you believe that? You can't believe it. And you're not, just like you couldn't believe 9-1-1. And you won't believe the day you lose your country. When your children testify against you at your trial, helicopter moms, you better hang on to your kids because the state is waiting to turn them into communist vegetables. And it's done little by little, death by a thousand cuts. First, they'll learn to sing songs in another language. And then they'll take under God out of the pledge. And then they'll have no pledge. And then they'll blame people that never owned slaves for slavery. It's all part of divide and conquer. And if they can't get you with lies, they will get you with dope. And all the dope that's coming into this country is to bring this country down. And then they take the money that you pay for your drugs and they use it to buy guns to kill you. But you don't see that. You can't believe, you thought 9-1-1 was a movie. The communist movement throughout the world is very strong. They have infiltrated all of the governments of the world. They have infiltrated all of the churches in the world. And they are very strong. Under Bush, we were 51% American or 49% communist. Today, we're 51% communist or 49% American. And the 51% that's communist, probably two-thirds of it doesn't realize they're communists. Look at the colleges. Look at the demonstrations in the colleges. Everybody is wearing red protesting hamburgers today. And the front row is all illegal Mexicans. Nobody has ever accused the government of Mexico of undermining the United States. No one has ever accused the government of Mexico of catapulting their escapees into the United States. No one holds the government of Mexico responsible for their citizens who wave flags in the United States. And communist teachers tell American kids they can't wear an American flag on Cinco de Mayo because the communists really want Cinco de Chipo. We're under siege. We don't know it. We haven't woken up to realize it. We're like the slaves in Africa that are drinking with our enemies. And that when everybody is stoned, the enemies round them up and sell them. That's what's happening. That is what's happening in America. We're in trouble. The only party that really is looking out for America is the Tea Party. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. Of the 45 goals of the Communist Party, International Communist Party, one of those goals is to control one or both political parties in the United States. And they have succeeded. The Communist Party, which is now the Democrat Party, has voted to burn the flag, has voted to kill kids, has voted to make money on drug sales, has voted God off the party platform. They kicked them out at the last convention. And abortion is like a sacrament to these people. A woman's right to choose, a woman's right to murder, and assisted by politicians, male politicians, who wouldn't give you a car fare to go to the clinic to chop the kid into many little pieces. We got to go back to the 50s. God and country forever. Dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon moon blue moon 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 moon
dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, boom.
Okay, here's a little scuttlebutt from the Ukraine. It appears that the Russians, the pro-Russian Ukrainians that seized public buildings, are now being ejected by Ukrainian steelworkers. So they're putting up some heavy-duty guys against the heavy-duty Russians that have created this stunt. That's a stunt. You know what a stunt is? It's an example of a stunt would be Nancy Pelosi leading a procession, carrying a big gavel, and walking through the Tea Party and accusing the Tea Party of using the N-word. But when Breitbart offered $100,000 for video footage or anybody that could prove the N-word was used, nobody could take his money. That's a stunt. Another stunt would be to have a communist go into a Jewish cemetery, knock over the headstones, paint swastikas on the headstones, and blame it on the Tea Party, or blame it on skinheads. That's a stunt. When somebody infiltrates a group and then embarrasses that group, and the group gets labeled because of that stunt. That's a stunt. Big football player, big black football player kisses a little Italian boy on national television. That's a stunt. That is not love. That is a stunt. That is to provoke. And out come the label machines. I used to say, I used to make a lot of money at Democratic conventions. I used to sell label machines. And everyone, every Democrat that bought one of my label machines, I would give them free 1,000 racist labels. I didn't do it, but I mean, I'm just telling you. Okay, so what else is happening? The Russians are getting nervous because they notice in the Ukraine there's a lot of American accents. And they're among the people, and they're starting to think that special forces are being infiltrated into the Ukrainian population. And when they challenge somebody that speaks as an American, they say they're election monitors. Did you ever think you'd see the Vietnamese demonstrating against the Chinese? Of course, you know, historians know that they're arch enemies. But did you ever think you'd see it? That's because the Chinese are very aggressive. They got their eye on Taiwan, which we will sell out in a heartbeat. We'll give them Hungary 1950. Oh, and by the way, the Ukrainians don't want any American missiles. All they want are American rifles. And they said they'll do the rest. So, also, apparently, there was some talk at the UN about the Soviet murder of 2 million Crimean Tatars who were moved by the communists out of the Ukraine. It was 2 million of them, and they were marched to Siberia, I guess, and 25% of them died along the way. Now, you never heard that in American history, did you? No, but you'll hear the trail of tears and what we did to the Cherokee, because there's only one bad guy in the world, according to the communists, and that's the Americans. And the communist Americans in this country, who are bringing this country down, will be executed as Americans when the communists take over. And you can grow all the beards you want to look like an Iranian, but it's not going to help, because somebody will point you out as an American. You'll say, no, I was a communist. They say, no, you're an American. You're dying as an American. And that's how that's going to work out. It looks like this international movement against the hamburger all over the world, that's definitely a communist movement. And some people think it's Acorn under a new hat. And we're in trouble. We got a president that is destroying this country, is destroying the military, and I told you, we can't even go to outer space anymore. We're not allowed. The Russians won't allow it. They won't bring us. They won't take us. Whatever happened to American pride? Whatever happened to the spirit of America? We led the world in dreams. We led the world in accomplishments. We can't even get out of our own way. They're saying that this generation is the laziest generation that was ever produced. How's that? I never heard the word lazy American. Never heard it. All we used to hear was productivity is up again. Now it's nothing. It's zippity-doo-dah. How many guys can work for Google? How many guys can work for Facebook? Every time I watch the Fox Business News, I look at it. This guy's up, that guy's up, this Coca-Cola's $48, Google's $800 a share. What does it do for me? Why am I watching all these big guys trading in the hedge funds? What is it doing for me? I should be keeping an eye on my money that's going to the Congress that's robbing me blind. And another thing that's taken a hit is religion. And according to Antonio Gramsci, who is the godfather of destroying, infiltrating religion, he says in order to destroy the country, you got to kill the culture, and you got to infiltrate it, and you got to change it. The only good news tonight is the Pope is going to take a look at Georgetown because too many people are complaining it's a brothel. So he's meeting with the Jesuits to see what they can do about Georgetown. You know, that's where, what's her name, wanted a condom dispenser over a headboard. Yeah, Miss Liberated Woman. She'll never get married in the Chapel of Dreams. Today, and they had on the mayor of Carteret, New Jersey, who was asked by Immigration and Naturalization to hold a ceremony in his town for new American citizens. And he said, gee, that's great. We'd love to do it, you know. And that's what our little town is all about. And they said, you can't have a prayer, and you can't open with a prayer, and you cannot have a moment of silence. To me, a moment of silence is a muzzle on anybody that prays. That's a nice, slick way of telling you to keep your mouth shut. I don't like moments of silence. And I don't like Caps's shouting. Yeah. When somebody tells me Caps is shouting, I go back to them and say, I can't hear you. But anyway, so the mayor said, well, then take your swearing-in ceremony and shove it. So they held it in Newark, 20 miles away. And I said to myself, you see, that's the issue. This mayor was bamboozled. It's not the right word. The word coerced into... giving in to the communist on the other end of the phone who's trying to get rid of God and country. But and Fox said, "Oh, gee, that's terrible," and that was it. You did the right thing, Mr. Mayor. A little applause and on your way. No, what Fox should have done is, who was the guy on the other end of the phone? What's his title? Where does he work? What's his number? Let's go down to his, where's his office? Let's go down to his office and let's let him spell out this policy. And who's his boss and who gave him the order to do that and all the way up the line. But we don't do that. No, we just dust ourselves off. We turn the other cheek. Meantime, the communists are trying to spread your other cheek. But anyway, I got a flashback. And the flashback was this Brazilian lady we know as a friend of ours, and she was becoming an American citizen in New York. She was being sworn in. And my buddy went with her to the swearing-in ceremony, and he walked in, and everybody had little American flags, and there were Chinese people there, Latino people there, black people there from Africa and from the Caribbean. There was probably Russians there, Estonians, Latvians. And a guy comes on the stage representing the Bureau of Immigration. And the first thing he does, he tells them, because of their skin color, they're not going to be liked in this country. And that if they have any problems getting housing, call him. If they have any problems getting a loan, call him. If they have any problems of refer to discrimination, call him. He gave everybody his phone number. And this is the guy that's swearing them in, who's supposed to be telling them how great the United States is and it's a free country and you can do what you want, and he's giving them all negatives. When they all walked out, they probably threw the flags in the garbage. They all walked out, and they were ready for a fight, to fight the white guy. And this is what the communists have done to this country. They have destroyed unity. The united in the United States is no longer there. So having said that, Harry Reid is asked to do a commercial. He says that he had nothing to do with the cattle rustling out in Nevada. Harry, you on the phone? Okay, we'll go to a tune. Okay, we're back. Somebody was trying to reach me, and I couldn't find my cell phone. I couldn't find my cell phone. Okay, let's see where we are here. See what? Here's Walid Shubat. You know Walid Shubat? He's the only truthful Middle Eastern guy I know. Walid Shubat. He's former Muslim Brotherhood member, now peace activist. And here we got a former Americans, now Muslim Brotherhood members, and they're in the White House. Please click here to rescue Christians. Okay, let's see what his headline is. Muslims sentence a woman to death and Obama helps them. The common cause between the U.S. and the Brotherhood sheds new light on the Obama administration's support for the regime of Mohamed Morsi. National security investigations in Egypt discovered that under the regime of the Muslim Brotherhood, Egypt procured weapons after receiving them from Sudan and Libya before shipping them on to Syria to arm rebels. And I see tonight that Hezbollah is recruiting Afghan warriors to go fight in Syria. Because, you know, the Iranian government is helping Bashar al-Assad kill Syrians. Did you know that? Yes, that's what happens when evil people get together. Okay. Hating Catholics, America's only accepted prejudice. Let me see if I can read that one. Oh, here we go. Click on and link with us. You like pop-ups? Please view and study this. Jerry Robinson, other Arabs speak out. Leaked photos and released emails show Clinton's in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood. Muslims rebuild the Tower of Babel. It looks like it's a building in Dubai. The coming Iranian-Turkish alliance and why Syria is toast. Oh, man. You know, I tell you one thing Obama did. He unstabled what was stable. Yeah, and he has a red line in his coloring book. You better let us go to the moon, Mr. Putin, or I'm going to draw a red line. Yeah. Can't go to, maybe the Chinese will take us to the moon. They're going there to build a colony sometime this year. They're going to put people on the moon. Yeah, they'll probably discover oil. Yeah, and they'll pipe it. They'll build a pipeline. And don't forget global warming. You know, I came out today and it was a little chilly. It's global warming. Tomorrow I'll come out and be 80 degrees. I'll be sweating. It's global warming. Yeah, global warming. This is our big crisis here. It has nothing to do with porno, with brainwashing people, kids watching movies. No. Turning America into a bunch of vegetables, communist vegetables. Oh, and the Republicans are gloating over they're taking all the seats. Yeah, don't count your chickens before they hatch. Mortgage rates and changes, big deal. Everybody's house is underwater. And now the students are coming out and they owe so much money. If only President Obama could raise the taxes and pay our tuition. Yeah, get over it. Guys that won World War II at 16 years old came out and paid their way through college. They went to college at night. It took them 8 years to graduate. And they paid their bills. And you know what they said about credit cards? Why would I want a credit card? If I can't pay for it, I can't afford it. Oh, that makes sense, huh? We got a Marine that went to Mexico. He made a wrong turn. He ended up in Mexico, and the government seized him, and he's in prison there. It's time to expose the Mexican government for being a criminal organization. They chase 30 million escapees into the USA. They take no responsibility. Everything is our fault. Hey, how about this guy here? Where's he from? Why isn't he going back? I need that job. I'll wash those dishes. No, Americans don't wash dishes. They're not when they can get welfare. Well, he's getting welfare. Yeah, I love this country. Everything free. I got 9 Social Security numbers. I got a house in Lake Munchkin. Somebody's calling me. Hello. Can you hang on? Hello? Oh, yeah, I'm dead on the floor. No, I'm on the radio. Yeah, she did. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. Sorry about that. It's my better half. She's coming home. She left me. She said she doesn't want to be married to an American. They take no responsibility, the government of Mexico. It's time they paid for their own citizens. You know that Mexico is the 13th largest economy in the world? And they're sticking us with the tab. Savage says we should get oil for every Mexican that's here from Mexico. Free oil. Americans should boycott Mexico and Mexican goods. In 10 minutes, we'll have our Marine son back. Bring our Marine son home. Release U.S. Marine. Tal Moresi is his name. So, if you want to pitch a bitch to a congressman that's going to throw your email or hang up on the phone, ask for the release of this Marine by the Mexican bandidos, the bandido government of Mexico. Republicans take the lead in North Carolina. Republicans lost the lead in Virginia. The state of Virginia is now communist. Terry McAuliffe is the governor. And you got the guy, what's his name? Oh, come, Emmanuel. Rahm Emanuel. He has destroyed Chicago, and everybody's giving him good work. Good work. He's helping the kids there. He gets his picture taken with a couple of kids. Yeah, I'm helping the kids. Look at this. I'm helping the kids here. And I think 29 died this weekend in gun battles, illegal gun battles. Oh, we're not going after the illegal guns. We might get killed. We're going to take them away from those World War I veterans who are falling asleep in their rocking chair. Yeah. Teacher slams 6-year-old against the wall. I saw that. It was a big fat woman, and she intimidated that kid. But a cop that was watching it with me says, you don't know what the kid did. But I tell you, I wouldn't want to see my grandson getting slammed by a big fat woman. Yeah. You know, up against the wall. That's not the way to do it. The nuns did it better. They would just hang you on the cloakroom coat hook and give you a few shots on the way out. Yeah. The old pointer was the one. The pointer. You got the pointer on the knuckles. Oh, you can't do that today. You could be sued. Everybody can be sued. If it wasn't for lawyers, there'd be no employment. If it wasn't for all the lawyers, there'd be nobody working. School officials defend Bible ban. We hit back. You want to hear that story? You know what's sad? It's really sad. And I never read one when they were in a hotel. The Gideon Bible was in every drawer. But I used to check to see if there was one in there. Every time I open a drawer in a hotel, the first book that hits you right in the face is the Gideon Bible. Now all they have is the porn list. Yeah, and gambling on TV. Your updates on the fight to restore religion in America. God bless the Gideons. If it wasn't for the Gideons, there'd be more sinners in this world. Yep, and they're now banned. The Gideons are now banned from communist hotels. Liberal is a fancy word for communist, and Republicans are afraid to use the word liberal. Oh, this story is about a fifth grader who on his break was reading the Bible, and the teacher took it away from him. said, you're not allowed to read the Bible in this country anymore. We know who you are, where you live. We know your father and where he works. We know how to get you. Oh, and there's the Mount Soledad Cross, the Veterans Memorial from World War I, and it's before the Supreme Court. And you know how the Supreme Court votes? 5-4. And the one, I pray that all of the Catholics on that Supreme Court stay very healthy and that the communists get very sick. But you know what? If a communist gets sick today or a Catholic gets sick today and can no longer do the job, he will be appointed by the big communist. Yes, Obama bin Lenin. Yes, know your rights. In America's schools are a communist cucumber. They will teach a fifth grader about BJs, but they won't teach him about JC, and they won't let him. I'll tell you a quick story. I was watching TV, and they were having a business meeting in Dubai, and it was about 200 Muslims sitting wearing, you know, the traditional country dress, sitting in the audience, all males, no women. And who walks out on the stage as a moderator to open the ceremony? An American woman wearing a scarf. And she opened with a prayer. An American woman wearing a scarf, the only woman at the 200-man meeting, opens with a prayer. Guess what prayer she opened with? The Our Father. And nobody said boo. They listened, and they were polite. You know who makes the biggest stink? The communists. Oh, you're offending the Arabs. You're offending the Muslims. I watched 200 guys, not one said a word. Our Father who art in heaven. They believe that. Hallowed be thy name. They have 99 names for God. Thy kingdom come. They believe in life after death. Thy will be done. Inshallah is the Arab word. God wills it. And what did I say? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And they believe in paradise. And they're here. Unbelievable. Give us this day our daily bread. Every day they have bread. They break bread. They put, I'm trying to think, what is it? I was going to say Hamas, but it's not. I'm thinking of the pita, you know, the crushed beans. Hummus. Yeah. So the woman was right on the money. But the communists in this country wouldn't let her say that. Oh, you can't say that. You know, these people are Muslim. They have their own religion. Yeah, what do you know about it? Oh, I know everything. Yeah, what do you know? I know it was founded by a taxi cab driver named Mohammed. I saw it on his hack license. Yeah, that's right. You got it. What are the five? They have the five pillows. Yeah, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. We're all going to get well after you're cured. It's unbelievable, man. It is unbelievable. So, what are they doing to our military? 1,300 charges of sexual abuse in the U.S. military, and half of them have been performed against men by other men. Oh, they didn't tell you that, did they? No, they're not going to tell you that. Yeah. Oh, I don't believe that. Me neither, but nobody's coming out with the stats. But you want to know something? They got 1,300 cases, okay? And they said half of them are sexual assaults on men. Well, are the women raping the men? 10%? There's a lot of sick people in the military today. And the sick people aren't getting cured because they're covering up the waiting time. It is really sad. Really sad. Now, the question is, if there's 1,300 sexual assaults that were listed and reported, what's the percentage that wasn't reported? And what's the percentage that was willful neglect. Oh, man. Prominent senator discovers a secret in the White House. New bluegrass pot. Oh, good news for all you potheads out there. Pot's going public. And one of the first companies, I think the company's name is Mary Jane. Yeah, that stock will shoot through the roof. George Soros will buy that stock. He'll buy 1 billion shares of that stock. Goodbye, level playing field. What is this all about? Dear Tom, Mr. Obama has been caught red-handed once again, granting special privileges to America's enemies. Please see the urgent message from our good friends at the Tea Party Army and act on it today. Do not tread on us. Senator Chuck Grassley discovered that Obama has a formerly secret hands-off list which compels the TSA to allow known terrorists to fly into America unmolested. You and your children can be strip-searched, scanned, groped, and humiliated by the TSA at the airport, like this little girl. They got a picture of a woman touching a little girl. And she's got her shoes off, and her little feet are in this big picture where they show big feet. Yeah, but the terrorists and jihadis on Obama's hands-off list are let in automatically. The talk for impeachment is getting louder. I was against it. I was definitely against it. But I got to tell you something. This man has done too much damage already. He cannot be allowed to stay. If we can't get rid of him, he's got to be cornered because he's rampantly destroying the United States. And it's not a race thing, believe me. It's a, you're going to be racing with me when the poop hits the fan. Yeah, we're all going to be Americans on the run. You think you're going to be the exception to the rule? I gave you a quick story. There was a warehouse downtown New York. It was an automotive warehouse. And it was union free. And the union was trying to get in there in the worst way. So they got a guy who was on the inside, and we'll call him Reggie Rat. And Reggie Rat quietly went around and gave out ballots to all the employees, and they called for a vote to bring in the union. And Reggie Rat was promised that he would be shop steward if he would do this undercover work. So he snuck around and he gave out the ballots, and sure enough, they called for a union. And management lost by one vote. And that day, the day came when they wanted to elect the shop steward, and Reggie Rapp was out sick, and they elected somebody else. And that's how that works. That's how that works. Their bags are not even checked. Please know this, a dirty bomb takes but a pound of depleted uranium that will take down a city. So there you go, a pound of depleted uranium that will take down a city. Now you think a guy is going to worry about the radiation when he shouts Allahu Akbar? Huh? He's already a suicide bomber. Now he's going to be a suicide atomic bomber. Unfortunately, very few members of Congress are speaking out for we the people right now. We need to change this. Yes, I got to tell you, you want a peace of mind? You want success in your country? You want to see things go smoothly? One term per termite. This is not a life's career. You're to serve your country just like if you went into the army. One term per termite and $1 maximum champagne contributions. No big corporation should be allowed to buy politicians. And you can't buy them if your dollar and my dollar are equal. And put an end to, because all of those champagne contributions, that's all take-home money. You think they're spending all that money? $20 million in a war chest Al Franken has. Now, if he loses this election, what is he going to do? He's going to give the 20 million to the people. He said, "Say here, give it to the tax department. They need it." He's on the way out with in black plastic bags, man. Oh, it's terrible. It is really terrible. So that's what they're doing. Obama's got a list, hands off. Fill out this form. Mr. Obama's Transportation Security Agency will strip search and grope you at the airport. But members of the Muslim Brotherhood are hands off when they come to America. Senator Grassley has released a series of letters he exchanged with Homeland Security about the hands-off list. The letters show that a Canadian member of the Muslim Brotherhood, who is also a supporter of Hamas, Hezbollah, who gives out candy on 911 with Bill Maher, yeah, and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, has been allowed into America several dozen times since 2010. When Customs and Border Protection recently tried to stop this man from entering the country, the Muslim Brotherhood member informed them that he was one of several members of Mr. Obama's hands-off list, and the TSA let him in. He should come into New York. He should come into New York, and he should report that to the closest a firehouse to the World Trade Center. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Mr. Obama has to be stopped, and the best way to stop him is impeachment. You know what it'll do? It will give him a wake-up call. His legacy will be murdered. It will be terrible, absolutely terrible. He won't have a friend in the world. It is really sad. And you know what else is sad? This minimum wage hoax that the Party of Death, the Communist Party, the Obama Communist Party, it's really a hoax. You know what it's for? It's really a revenue raiser. It's going to get more tax money into the hands of the communists. Now, if they really wanted a minimum wage to go to $20 an hour, what they should say is, well, right now we're at $7.50 and we're going to $20, and you know what? The $13.50 increase is tax-free. But they won't do that. They won't do that because you're a tax slave, and they're tax junkies. So let's see what else we got here. Looks like, somebody says you can be impeached. Let's see what that one says. No one listens to Papa. Did you hear about that one? That's mine. No one listens to Papa. Let me see what it says. No one listens to Papa. They're worried about the Pope. All of a sudden, the greatest threat to humanity, besides global warming, is the Pope. Savage calls him a communist. Hannity is disappointed that he's not a Republican. Putin is not sure if he should kill him now or wait. The good Muslims would cut his head off tomorrow, yet he takes the bus to work. I agree with him on the arms BS. The communists want to take American guns away. Throughout the world, all the killing is done with AK-47s and Soviet RPGs. I even saw an archived picture of Stalin holding what looked to me like a Mannlicher Carcano sniper rifle, just like Lee Harvey Oswald had, and he ordered in the mail. Oswald had to train with that weapon in Russia. The shot that killed Kennedy wasn't a Marine Corps shot. That was a updated Russian training shot on a Mannlicher Carcano. The hit on John Paul was KGB. As sure as they served the polonium tea in London to Litvinenko. Jimmy from Brooklyn says he's the only guy fighting communism in the United States. Say what you want and believe. I said, Jimmy, why don't you go on a tour? Go to the universities. Go to the conservative universities. What conservative university? And, offer to give them an hour of communist familiarization, because we don't know anything. The communists have us watching the Nazis. The Nazis have been dead since 1945. The people we should be watching are the Soviets, the people we should be watching are the communists. They graduate out of Columbia University. Oh, no, you can't say that. Guess what? At Los Alamos in World War II, there were communist cells spying on other communist cells inside because they didn't know that the other group was a communist cell. How's that? And all the dope that comes into this country, all of those inroads were created by the Soviets and the Chinese. All that dope that comes up from South America, those are all communist roads up into the United States. So say what you want and believe, Holy One. God is on your side. Il Papa is not Il Duce. He is the voice of his people all over the world. Not bad for a guy operating on one lung. Pange lingua, baby. I like the non-Catholics who want to auction off the Vatican and render it to Caesar. Yeah, I bought a bumper sticker in church the other day. You know what it said? My hero is a beautiful Jewish mother. You like that? That's right. When Jesus was betrayed, he was betrayed with a kiss. And he was kissed as a rabbi. Hail, Rabbi, were Judas's words. And Pontius Pilate said at the crucifixion, in 1 week, no one will remember his name. And whose names are remembered today? Every Sunday, they are mentioned. Jesus Christ and Pontius Pilate. So, Pontius Pilate is also remembered. Yeah. Imagine when he went to his trial. And he met the boss of the galaxies. Oh, yeah, so do me a favor. Do that washing the hands routine. I downloaded a song, Sioux City Sue. I want to see if I can find it. It's an old 40s song. Sioux City Sue. I'm looking at an email. My daughter's looking for me. She says, where are you? They're all worried. My wife went away. And I'm all alone, and they're all worried. And I just, when she called me, I said, look, I'm glad you called. I'm on the floor. But it's good to be loved, isn't it? That's why you got to have a lot of kids. Girls, get out there and make those babies. Make those babies for the country. Do it. You can do it. Go for 10. Go for 10. We know a woman's got 13 kids, man. 13. Yeah, the Pope goes over to our house every week for lunch. Yeah, she's gotten more awards from the church. And she bowls. She's a bowler. So watch out for those girls that bowl. They'll have to breed a whole new country. All right, we're going to go back to tunes. And if I can find them. Let's see here. Yep, and all her kids turned out good. They all turned out good. You know what the chances of your kids turning out good today are? Before the dope man gets them, they had hearings. They had hearings today on, opiates and the medical prescription drugs and they also mentioned that they have synthetic opiates that are so powerful that they can't cut them. And a lot of people are dying of what they call hot shots. But they said that a German woman or a European woman happened to mention that, I'm looking for my Blog Talk Radio here. There it is. Okay. She mentioned that marijuana is a gateway drug. And don't let them lie to you and tell you that it's not. It is a gateway drug. And that that the recovery from heroin is ridiculous. It's non-existent. And a lot of kids, they're doing the pills, but the pills on the market can sell anywhere from $40 to $80. And when they go on the poor side, they go to heroin, because heroin is like $8. And they're hurting. Once you go to heroin, you might as well kiss your ass goodbye, because you're a dead man walking. Recovery rate is less than 1%. It's the same rate as abortion for people that have been raped. Less than 1%. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? Okay, I'm looking for... And I can never remember this guy's name. Slim Whitman. And he's got a song called Sioux City Sue. One night I'd like to do girls' names. All songs that have girls' names in them. I did it once, and it worked out pretty good. And, I found it. Okay, now I just got to get to it. I got it. Here we go. Now, it's been a long time since you heard anybody yodel, so you're going to enjoy this if you like yodeling.
My horse and dog for you, Sioux City Sioux. Yodelay, there ain't no gal so true as my sweet Sioux City Sioux.
Just thinking about a guy named Tyrone Power. Tyrone Power was a good-looking actor. Was he gay? If he was, he was very shy. And he didn't publicize it. Yeah, he wouldn't do a press conference and kiss a midget. Yeah. But he was in a movie called Captains from Castile. That's when the Spanish Empire was sailing all over the world thanks to a guy named Christopher Columbus, who brought riches back from the old world to Spain and gave them enough money so that Queen Isabella could drive the Moors out of Andalusia. And out of, I'm trying to think. It starts with a G. Granada. Yes. And She was very a Catholic, and she wanted to bring the Catholic religion all over the world. And then she had a guy working for her, I think, named Torquemada, and he got carried away in his job. That's why you got to have one term for termite. You got 4 years, and that's it. You're out. Now, but nobody ever talks about the Torquemada from the Soviet Union, Stalin, who killed 10 million Ukrainians. How's that? He starved them out. He cordoned off the country, their neck of the woods, and he took all their food away, all of their grain. They were all farmers. He took everything they had, their cattle. He stripped the land naked and left them with nothing. And they ended up eating their own children. Now, you know where Joseph Stalin is. He's in boiler number 4, right next to boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy. You know, Ted Kennedy went to the Soviet Union to get funds to run for president. Did you know that? Who was he running against? I forget. Was it Reagan he was running against? And he tried to scare the Soviet Union into financing him. Isn't he a nice guy? His brother Jack inspired us all, of his generation. He inspired us all. That note at the end, so you know it's the end. My three favorite movies about the Middle East are El Cid with Sophia Loren and Charlton Heston. Great movie. The Wind and the Lion with Sean Connery and that and Murphy Brown, The Single Mom. I wonder what happened to Mr. Brown. Yeah, and the third one is The Kingdom of Heaven. And I don't know the actress's name. I think her last name is Gray or Green. And in that movie, she was very good. I liked her. She was alluring. And the guy, and of course, Liam Neeson, he's always good. And the guy who played Liam Neeson's son, he was good. So those are my three favorite Middle Eastern movies. I like when they rode the horse through the window. And that's with the Sean Connery. Sean Connery was good, man. He gave you your money's worth. It's tough when you see your actors get old, you know? And I think it's even tougher on women. God almighty, you know? My wife says God knows how to humble us. He sure does. He sure does. I call it the preparation before the next world. You know, so you really appreciate when you get your young body back, you know, without blemishes, and just the way you like it. Okay, that's our show for tonight, and we'll go out with a tune. Okay, let me give you something short and sweet, see if we got it. You don't want to hear the cow moo again. The Do Run Run. How about Disco Duck? You know? Disco was beautiful when it first came out. I remember the first time I saw it, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that guys and girls could dance so good. And then the Dope Man came. Said, hey, Johnny, come over here. I got something that's going to make you dance better. And that was the end of it, man. That was the end of it. That was the end of the disco. Everybody went junky. And you know all these gates throughout the land and all these burglar alarms throughout the land? You know how many there were in the 50s? One per neighborhood, one burglar alarm. And it was on a bank. Yeah, you can't believe that. You can't believe that. Well, alcohol's the same. Let me tell you something. Alcohol's not the same. People can regulate alcohol. They can control themselves better than a pothead. Potheads lose their mind. Potheads become addicts. And addicts have to steal in order to stay alive. You'll never get by being a pothead.
Get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain. I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, it's true. But what care I? Get by as long as I have you.
I'll get by. Oh yes, honey child, I'll get by. Just as long as I have you. And remember, though there be rain, and of course, a little darkness too. I ain't never gonna complain. Mm-mm, not me. I'll see it through.
Poverty may come to me, it's true, but what care I, say I'll get by as long as I
forget Memorial Day, and do support the troops, especially the vets that are getting the shaft in these nice fancy VA hospitals. I can't believe it. And Obama healthcare's got to go, man. You don't want to be sick with Obama healthcare.